Hello, this is Carroll County Commissioner Mike Guerin representing District 4, and thank you for joining me today. If you live in Carroll County and you've got a child in a sport, then you're aware of the breadth and depth and level of involvement of our Department of Recreation and Parks. We're literally talking about thousands of kids, thousands of parents, thousands of volunteers, and thousands of work hours put in to keep fields up and running. However, this wouldn't happen without the hard work and dedication of the people in Carroll County who work in the Department of Recreation and Parks. It's an enormous undertaking, and probably if you take a look at the number of people involved, the largest in the county. It's a real mobilization, and at the heart of it, it's really one simple objective. It's all about getting kids on fields and participating in organized sports. And as a parent, you know the tremendous benefit that gives to young boys and girls, teenagers, all around the county. It promotes health, it promotes teamwork, it promotes so many different lessons and life, and it just breeds better kids and quite frankly, better students. So I am pleased to be joined today by Mr. Bob Hicks. He is the Director of Recreation and Parks from Carroll County. I'm really pleased that he's joining me, and he's going to get an opportunity to tell you about all the things that are going on in the county. And like I just mentioned, there is a lot going on. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and turn over to Mr. Hicks and let him tell you about some of the things that are going on this winter.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Guerin. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak in the podcast and want to thank you for everything you do for your district and how much you promote recreation parks.
Thank you.
With the winter just upon us, Recreation Parks did just recently publish their winter program guide for 2024, and I want to highlight a couple of programs that's going to be going on in the coming month and even in the coming new year. Our first event is our Santa Calling event, which is going to take place on Tuesday, December 10th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a great opportunity for kids to get a phone call from Santa and tell them all about what's going on, what's coming this Christmas, and maybe get some requests in. We have a Santa wagon ride that's going to be at Piney Run Park. It's going to be on December 7th and 8th. The next one will be our Holiday Mart, which will be December 7th from 10 to 1 at Brer Branch. We do have a Martin County Christmas. This is the historic cabin that's in Brer Branch facility, and they're going to be doing an event there on December 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the first day of the year will be January 1st. We're going to have a first day hike. This is a partnership that we've been doing for a number of years with the Partnership for a Healthier Carroll County, and it'll be taking in place at Piney Run Park. So come rain or shine or whatever the weather is, we're going to have this event, so it's going to be awesome. That's another special event that we do is we do a lot of adaptive recreation type programming, and we do have a Jingle Bell Hop that's our adaptive recreation program, which is exclusive for adaptive recreation eligible participants and their caregivers. It's a great program. It was at last December, and what a great event it is at one of our elementary schools, and it was very well attended, and it's really warms your heart when you see all the kids out there enjoying the events. And for anyone that's interested in signing up for the events, we encourage you to go to ccrec.recdesk.com and go ahead and sign up for those programs, or you can visit our website.
It looks like you've got a lot of things online there for people to take a look at. And one of the things that I've always found interesting is I haven't attended as many of your events as I'd like to, but I've always noticed that on the weekends, you run a lot of things on the weekends and your staff is there. In fact, you're usually there as well.
That's correct.
So I think that's important for people to recognize that when a lot of these events are taking place on the weekends, they're county rec and parks events, and they are attended and staffed by Carroll County employees. And I think that's really worth mentioning.
Yes, it is. Also, we couldn't be doing any of this with our dedicated team of volunteers. We're very blessed to have as much involvement with volunteers across the county and everything from sports to programming to maybe leading some hikes at our different parks. Of course, we recognized them last week during our Volunteer of the Year event, and we were very, very fortunate. Carroll County is a very unique, but a very dedicated from the citizens' standpoint of how much they give back to recreation parks, and we're very fortunate to have that.
You know, one of the things, I moved to the area in 84 and went to South Carroll, but I wasn't involved in rec council sports. I swam for most of my time I lived here. And one of the first things I learned when I became a commissioner, which I did not understand and maybe didn't realize, was the breadth of volunteer involvement. I mean, you simply could not get it done
absolutely
without volunteers. And there are so many of them. And these folks are so dedicated. And the other thing that I've noticed, particularly when I'm dealing with, in my area, the Winfield Rec Council and the Woodbine Rec Council and the May Associated Activities, some of the volunteers don't even have kids in the sports. They're just there. Maybe they got a program started, their kids have moved on to college, and their kids have families of their own, but they're still out there helping, which I think is just, I mean, how do you put a price on that, right?
You don't. It's dedicated volunteerism. It's just what they love to do, and they constantly give back to the community, and it's just awesome.
And maybe you can get some snow for a couple of these events. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome, would they? Yeah. Don't too much snow. We don't want the council out. So.
Yeah,
but we
true.
Want to have it to have the get that feeling of the holiday season. So yeah. We definitely want that.
Yeah, we don't want too much snow in Carroll County because then we have to plow it and salt the roads, and that gets in a whole new budget issue. I want to take this opportunity, and I don't want to put you on the spot or embarrass you, but maybe before we conclude, you can just tell us a little bit about your own history dealing with rec and parks and associated activities, because it's pretty impressive. And I don't know if you've been with the county for quite a year. Has it been a year
yet? It's been every year now.
It's been just over a year.
Just every year.
But maybe you can tell everybody a little bit about your experience in this area, which really goes quite a ways back.
Yes, I've been doing this for, been in the rec and parks field for over 40 years. I started when I was 17 years old in high school, and our first job was working for Patapsco Valley State Park as a seasonal maintenance employee. And I worked my way up through the ranks and eventually became a full-time ranger when I was on the Eastern Shore. And then after that, I got full-time with Anne Arundel County. I was with them for 18 years as a ranger, as a park superintendent, as a supervisor of cultural resources. And then I took the position of deputy director for Frederick County Parks and Recreation for 15 and a half years. Then I retired from there, and I was able to get hired on here as the director of Recreation Parks for Carroll County, which I've been a resident since 2006. I live in the New Windsor area.
So. I was going to mention that, which I think people like to hear and like to know. You are a Carroll County resident.
Yes,
You've got kids involved in sports in the county yourself.
Yes, I do. My kids go to the schools here. They participate in the same rec and parks like everyone else, and we're very much involved in the community.
So 40 years.
Yes, 40 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
But I'm glad you're not done yet, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you inherited a Department of Rec and Parks that, again, I mentioned, we unfortunately don't have a lot of the same resources that you might have been accustomed to in previous counties. I mean, it's just the fact of life here in Carroll County. So I'm sure it's presented its challenges. But again, the numbers and the activities, and I mean, just the seasonal activity book alone speak to the fact that that doesn't stop us from doing everything we can possibly do.
No, we're very proud of the products we put out and the programs that we arrange and the staff that actually coordinates these. So it's very much a team effort, and we're very happy to do it. We're very proud of it.
Well, again, we appreciate it. And again, it's been a learning experience for me that I had no idea really until I became a Carroll County Commissioner how critically important and how, quite frankly, huge these rec councils are, everything they do and all the level of dedication and things like that. So I certainly appreciate it, and I know that parents across Carroll County appreciate the fact that the county supports those activities, and we're fortunate to have you and your staff. I guess my final question for you is, at any point during the holiday season, are you putting on a Santa Claus costume?
Yes, I will. Now, the public may not see that, but I might be doing that, so yes.
That's right.
I've played Santa for many different things over my career, so I'm more than happy to do these things.
And so. I want to caveat it. He's putting on we have a network of Santa Clauses that are working for the real Santa Claus. Let's make sure that people know that in case we've got some young people listening.
I'm his helper.
You're his helper. There you go. So we haven't said anything we shouldn't say. So I haven't said anything I shouldn't say. So, well, again, I really appreciate this opportunity to sit down with you. And once again, if you can mention the website there for this very large program book for winter 2024 for Carroll County Recreation and Parks.
Absolutely. So it's ccrec.recdesk.com.
Okay. So looks like a lot went into that. Well, again, I really appreciate this. I wish I could take credit for the idea of sitting down with you, but it wasn't mine. But I tell you what, it was a great idea.
Yeah,
I'm really glad we did it.
Didn't know I was doing it, but it's awesome.
I think this is probably the way to do podcasts because, let's face it, who wants to sit and listen to the commissioner again for another 15 minutes? You get plenty of us on Thursdays, so I think this is probably the way to go. So, again, I really appreciate your willingness to do this.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.